In Padre Pio's letters, right after mentioning the city and date, he used to include a series of curious initials, IMIDFC. What is the meaning behind these initials? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In the past, religious people would often begin their letters with a brief prayer or a request for the intercession of a saint. This tradition served as a way to impart heavenly thoughts on the reader from the very beginning, and Padre Pio also embraced this practice. Now let's explore the meaning behind Padre Pio's initials. The first I stands for Jesus, Jesus. M represents Maria, Mary. The next I symbolizes Joseph, Joseph. But what about DFC? Well, D stands for Saint Dominic, F for Saint Francis, and C for Saint Catherine. Padre Pio deliberately selected these initials to showcase his devotion to these saints. While as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are undoubtedly among the most popular choices, let's delve into the reasons for Padre Pio's selection of the other three saints. Saint Francis, known as the great reformer of the Church in the Middle Ages, was a powerful model of Franciscan perfection for Padre Pio to follow. Saint Francis's devotion to Christ was so deep that one of his early biographers, Blessed Thomas of Celano, wrote, "When I write, I no longer know if I am talking about Jesus or Francis." But Saint Francis was not only a spiritual model for Padre Pio. Their connection went even deeper through their shared experience of the stigmata, the sacred wounds of Christ. Just like Padre Pio, Saint Francis received these extraordinary marks on his body, signifying their intimate union with our suffering Savior. Furthermore, just like Padre Pio, Saint Francis made great efforts to conceal the stigmata from others, humbly bearing this extraordinary gift in secret devotion to the Lord. This remarkable resemblance made St. Francis an obvious choice for Padre Pio. But what about St. Dominic and St. Catherine of Siena? Why did Padre Pio also include their initials in his greetings? St. Dominic de Guzman, another remarkable saint, founded the order of preachers known as the Dominicans. St. Dominic was renowned for his passionate fight against heresies, particularly the Gnostic movement known as Catharism. The Cathars believed that the material world was evil, leading them to view reproduction as a moral evil to be avoided. Their hatred for the material world even extended so far that they often encouraged suicide, many times by self-induced starvation, because they believed that the body was intrinsically evil and that the soul must be liberated from matter at all costs. So you can certainly see why Saint Dominic needed to battle these heresies. Furthermore, Saint Dominic was an ardent promoter of the Holy Rosary, which happened to be Padre Pio's favorite prayer. Pope Pius XI stated, "The Rosary of Mary is the principle and foundation on which the very order of Saint Dominic rests, for making perfect the life of its members and obtaining the salvation of others." Padre Pio stated over and over, "Love the Madonna and pray the Rosary. The Rosary is the weapon of these times." This shared devotion of the Rosary strengthened the spiritual connection between Padre Pio and Saint Dominic. Saint Dominic serves as an example for Padre Pio, showing that many graces can be obtained through the prayer and devotion to Our Lady. And lastly, Saint Catherine of Siena, a Third Order Dominican nun, who was renowned for attaining the highest levels of sanctity and receiving the stigmata. One of the most memorable acts in her earthly life was her fearless defense of the papacy during the Great Schism, boldly opposing anyone who challenged it. Saint Catherine's loyalty to the Church and her dedication to the papacy deeply impressed Padre Pio. Just like Saint Catherine, Padre Pio defended the doctrines of the Church, as shown in his letter of support to Pope Paul VI when he promulgated the encyclical Humanae Vitae. In conclusion, Padre Pio's choice of these specific saints and his initials was not arbitrary. It reflected his profound devotion to them and the inspiration he drew from their examples in his own spiritual journey. By invoking these saints in his greetings, Padre Pio wished to imbue his letters with the virtues that these holy figures embodied. Now, if I had to personally choose three saints to include in my letters, besides Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Padre Pio would, of course, be an obvious choice. However, I also frequently seek the intercession of Saint Adam. Adam is my baptismal name, so I consider him to be my patron saint. I would also include Saint Thomas Aquinas, for I have a great admiration for his theology and philosophy. Now I'd like to ask you, our viewers, whose initials would you include in your letters and why? Let us know in the comment section below. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.